The trial was over, and on the evening of May 6, 1954, the defendant returned to Princeton to await the board's judgment. As Garrison had tried to show belatedly, the Gray board hearings were patently unfair and outrageously extrajudicial.
The primary responsibility for the proceedings lay with Lewis Strauss.
But as chairman of the board, Gordon Gray could have ensured that the hearing was conducted properly and fairly. He did not do his job. Instead of taking control of the hearing to maintain fairness, which would have required him to rein in Rob's illicit tactics, he allowed Rob to control the proceedings. Prior to the hearing, Gray permitted Rob to meet exclusively with the board to review the FBI files, a direct violation of the AEC's 1950 security clearance procedures. He accepted Rob's recommendation that Garrison be denied a similar meeting. He acquiesced to Rob's refusal to reveal his witness list to Garrison. He did not share Lawrence's damaging written testimony with the defense. He did nothing to expedite a security clearance for Garrison. The Gray Board was, in sum, a veritable kangaroo court in which the head judge accepted the prosecutor's lead. As AEC Commissioner Henry D. Smythe would insist, any objective legal review of how the hearing was conducted surely would result in its nullification.